the good news, according to Mark, chapter 6. Afterwards he left there, and came back to his own region, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, Where did this man get these things, and whose wisdom has been given to this man, so that such mighty works are done by his hands? Isn't this the woodworker, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joses, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they were offended with him. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own hometown, among his own relatives, and in his own house. And he could not do any mighty works there, except he laid his hands on a few sick people, and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around to the neighboring villages, teaching. Then he called the 12 to him, and began to send them out by two and two. He gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he commanded them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, taking no bag of provisions, no bread, or any brass coins in their money belt. They were to take sandals, but not to put on an extra coat. And he said to them, Whenever you enter into a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place you go does not receive you, and the people there refuse to hear you, as you leave that place, shake off the dust that is on the soles of your feet for a testimony against them. And having gone out, they proclaimed the message of repentance. They cast out many demons and anointed many who were sick with oil, and they were healed. Soon King Herod heard about him, for his name had become known, and he said, John the Baptizer has risen from the dead, and therefore these works of power operated him. But others said, It is Elijah. And others said, He is a prophet, or like one of the prophets. But Herod, when he heard about it, said, John, whom I beheaded, has resurrected. For Herod himself had sent and arrested John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had said to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. This is why Herodias held a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to, because Herod greatly respected John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and therefore kept him safe. And because he had heard many things about him, he was even willing to listen to him. But then a day came when Herodias had her opportunity. Herod, on his birthday, made a feast for his nobles, the captains of thousands, and the chief men of Galilee. And the daughter of Herodias came in and performed a dance. She pleased Herod and those who sat at the feast with him so much that the king said to the young woman, Ask me for whatever you want, and I will give it to you. He even swore an oath to her, saying, Whatever you ask of me, I will give it to you, even if it is half of my kingdom. Then she went out and said to her mother, What should I ask for? And she replied, The head of John the Baptizer. So she hurried right back to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me the head of John the Baptizer on a platter right now. And the king was exceedingly grieved, but because of his oath and because of those who sat at the feast, he was not disposed to disregard her. And so the king immediately sent a soldier of his guard and commanded him to bring his head. So he went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the young woman. And the young woman gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his corpse and laid it in a tomb. The ones whom Jesus had sent out gathered together to Jesus, and they told him about all the things they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, Come away to an uninhabited place and rest a while. For there were so many people coming and going that they didn't even have enough free time to eat. And so they went away in the boat to a desolate place. When the people saw them going, many recognized him, and so they ran there on foot from all the neighboring cities to meet him. And so they had gathered together where he was going before he even got there. When he arrived there and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep who do not have a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And since it was already getting late, his disciples came to him and said, This place is deserted, and it is already getting late. Send them away so that they can go into the surrounding villages and countryside and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered and said to them, You give them something to eat. And they said to him, Should we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And he said to them, How many loaves do you have? Go and find out. And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. So he instructed them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. And they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them. Then he broke the loaves into pieces, and he gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. The 2 fish were also divided among them all, and they all ate and were filled. Afterwards they gathered up 12 basketfuls of the leftover pieces, including the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. And shortly afterward he urged his disciples to enter into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side of Bethsaida, while he himself sent the multitude away. After he had dismissed them, he went up into the mountain to pray. When evening had come, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he perceived that they were having a hard time rowing, because the wind was against them. About the 4th watch of the night he came toward them, walking on the sea, and he would have passed by them. But they, when they saw him walking on the sea, supposed that it was an apparition, and cried out, because they all saw him and were upset. But he immediately spoke to them and said, Be encouraged, I am he. Don't be afraid. And so he came up to them and got into the boat, and the wind stopped blowing, and they were beyond greatly astounded and amazed among themselves, not yet comprehending about what had happened with the loaves, because their hearts were calloused. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they had gotten out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him. And so they ran around the whole region and began to carry those who were sick, still on their beds, to him, wherever they heard that he was. And wherever he went, into villages or into cities or into the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him to let them just touch the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were delivered from their ailments. This is the end of Mark, chapter 6.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.